Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm just going to give you this one real quick. I don't have a ton of time left here, but I did tease it. There is some drama between Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan is the chicken foot guy,
yeah,
right?
Chicken okay. Friend.
He's not. He's a
his
data chicken fry.
His ex-girlfriend, right.
But that's how I keep him straight.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy named Gavin Adcock.
Adcock?
That's right.
I don't know this
not
guy.
Not like Ad Rock, Adcock.
The other guy,
either.
Though, has huge hits. We know
so
that.
So there's drama between these two. Apparently, Gavin Adcock is a pretty big country star.
I've never heard of him.
This drama, this is a confrontation that went down at something called the Born and Raised Fest in Oklahoma. They don't like each other. So I'm like, why don't they like each other? Adcock criticized Zach Bryan's reaction to a disappointed teenage fan on social media. Apparently, a 14-year-old fan posted a video. This was July. Posted a video expressing disappointment after Zach Bryan's concert didn't stop. That he didn't stop to greet fans. They were waiting there for hours, and he just walked out and hey all, and went on the bus. His response was, Zach Bryan's response was, you're not entitled after someone plays 2.5 hours to a picture or hello. Get off my D, he said.
Oh. Well, we can so put him in the nice guy column.
Sure. Gavin Adcock said,
why, you son of a.
Basically, you son of a biscuit. So Zach Bryan's mad about that, so he sees Gavin Adcock at this festival on the other side of a barbed wire fence. And he climbs the barbed wire fence to get at him. He climbs it, gets over it, and he's going to beat him up.
He got over a barbed wire at the top of a fence.
I think the whole fence was barbed wire.
It was a fence. It was one of those really tall fences, and then at the very top of it, it has like those three wires.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, yes.
So did he like throw a jacket over those
nope.
to not
he
snag?
He just grabbed it.
He grabbed it and went.
Yeah. I didn't see him actually make it all the way over, but
he supposedly
saw him
they had to separate them. Like people were pulling them away from each other.
It's like classic toxic male vibes
yeah.
in this video. He's like making himself big and he's like pacing back and forth.
I'm all just puffed
like,
up.
Well,
yeah,
that dude, if I know his story and I'm not a huge fan, but he comes from the military.
Mm.
Like he was a Navy guy and started posting videos.
Of
I don't know if
it,
of
playing,
him singing,
yeah.
and that's how he that was his come up.
Yeah,
and I've actually kind of marveled at how well he's done, considering it's not in his background at all.
He may be at the edge now.
Well,
sounds like he wants to beat up this.
Well,
guy. So anyway,
these guys, they
you.
Love that stuff.
I guess so, right?
It's one thing to have your ex-girlfriend speak out against you. And I think it's another, you know, demerit in Zach Bryan's column to have a fellow country artist disrespect the way that you are a country artist. I think that's like very telling. I think, obviously, I think Brianna's story is true and very
yeah.
telling, but this is just another, like, you don't even respect the guy as an artist. Ugh.
Well, I'm looking at the Born and Raised, and I was laughing because that's just, to me, that's a dumb name for a big show.
Born and Raised!
But then again, you know,
Oklahoma.
Lollapalooza, what is that, right?
Right.
But here is Gavin Adcock played on Saturday at the Born and Raised This Zach isn't anywhere on the bill.
No, he's not on the bill.
Oh, you said that. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
He was going to the thing and saw him on the other side. I mean, I'm sure he was going to like an artist entrance. Like, I'm sure he's a VIP at a
gotta
thing like this.
Gotta have backstage passes for that,
something.
Right?
So, but he got out of a truck, right? He jumps out and goes and climbs over this fence to get at this dude because he was so mad about their beef.
I just found the part where he actually climbs over the fence just barehanded.
Just does it.
Over the, yeah, just pushes
He's
the
a guitar player
down.
Too. What is wrong with that guy?
You really gonna do this? All right, anyway, so there's the, oh, that is a tall fence.
Oh, is that Adcock right there?
Hold on, where's the,
oh, they're,
I don't
they're
see
having
any barbed
words.
Wire. Oh, is it just one strand at the
it's
top?
The, it's like those three
oh,
yeah,
they're there.
Lines at the top.
He doesn't care. Oh, foot, he's using a foot. Oh, oh, he's sitting on it now. Oh,
he's
my.
He's on the barbed wire.
He is.
At the top
looking,
of a fence.
It wasn't graceful. That was not, he did not show well in that. He seems like a giant jerk.
The middle of him right over
right
the
over,
barbed
I know.
Wire.
Did you see him pick it up too?
You know what's in the middle?
I am away.
Yikes.
Can't hear nor there.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.